Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I'm always excited to be able to welcome new guests to our program and to introduce our audience to new individuals as well. Our next guest is someone that I actually found out about through a good friend of mine, Herschel Dixon, who's also a part of our Reading Den project. He told me about recording artist Bree Ingram. I got a chance to listen to music from her album, I Am, invited her on the program, and now she's with us today to talk to us not only about her musical journey, but also what it's been like for her to share that with the world. If you all are just hearing about I Am, I'll tell you all a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But Bree, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Glad you could join us today. You know, I think, how this conversation came about, Bree, is a great example of how technology has made connecting with people so much easier, as well as, being able to discover great music like yours easier as well. I mean, what has it been like for you, Bree? It's one thing for you to have your family and friends support you, but what has it been like for you to hear from people who you've never met, who discover your music online and enjoy it?
You know, I think it's been really, really amazing. When you make a project like this and you start this adventure, you know the work that you're putting out is great and you believe in it, but to share it is the whole point, and to share the songs and to hear the feedback from people, just even in Facebook communities, people I haven't connected with in years and years and years that reach out to me or say, this song is on my playlist. I listen to it all day at work. I can't get it out of my head. Or the song's really helping me through a hard time, or it's my children's favorite. Whenever we get in the car, we listen to the Bree I Am CD, and a friend of mine says he has three little children, and the girls want to be singers when they grow up, and they don't know how to start their career in music, and the CD in the car of all the options with iPads or games is the Bree CD. So, I mean, it's beyond amazing, and I think I feel really, really blessed and so glad that everybody is enjoying it, and I feel very lucky to have been able to do what I did.
Right, right. And, as I mentioned earlier, Bree, for those who are just hearing about the I Am project as well, it's an EP that is available all over the place through your online retailers. Of course, our partners are Amazon.com and CDBaby.com, but you can get it really anywhere you buy your music online. And what I thought was so interesting about each of the selections, and there's six of them on the EP, that, each one kind of tells a story. Do you think that this has been one of the ways, Bree, that you have been able to tell stories through music?
100%. The story of this EP was the journey that I was on during a very difficult time. And to be able to have captured that in six songs, I think has been very fulfilling. It was very important to me to tell a story. I don't believe in music. I like catchy songs and I love pop music, but I think it's really important to be storytellers because people relate to stories. And that was the part that was important to me. So I'm really glad that you and other people are understanding that.
Yeah. We're going to be hearing two of the selections from the I Am EP a little bit later, Save Me, as well as Belly of the Beast. And as I said, we're going to let our audience know how they can stay connected with you as well, Bree. So, Bree, take us back then, because as you said, it's part of the journey that you were on, and I think that says a lot about the title I Am. When did you first know that music was that thing for you, that that was going to be the way that you got to introduce yourself to people?
Probably at 6 or 7, I knew that was what I wanted to do for years and years, just dressing up and singing in front of my mirror. And then my mom introduced me to voice lessons and piano lessons. She identified very early on that I had a talent and a passion. But, life gets away from us, and we pursue other passions, and we pursue education, and we go different directions. But, ultimately I was brought back. Probably about 2 years ago, for the first time saying, this is going to be not just a passion, not just a dream, but I'm going to take everything I know about my education or my life's experiences and my journey, and I'm gonna go for this 100%.
Yeah. What a powerful thing. And that decision itself, I think, is such a big step, Bree, because, as you know, I think one of the most difficult things for people sometimes is to make the decision to start. Was that kind of what it was like for you? Just making the decision to go for it.
I think so, and I think that life sort of made that decision for me. When everything sort of kind of slipped away one by one, all the pieces of the life I had built kind of were no longer existing, I was left with a very fortunate situation to kind of say, well, what makes you happy and what is it that you're put here to do and what do you have to lose anymore? So I just kind of said, you know what, this is all or nothing. And the title I Am kind of comes from a place where I'm really big into affirmations and spiritual teachings and meditation and yoga. And I am, when you affirm it, are very powerful words. And to
right.
say I am beautiful, I am worthy, I am deserving. So when I came to the end and thought, what could I title this? I just thought, that what a perfect way to say everything that I've been sort of coaching myself through and believing
right.
in to make this project. And that was just the perfect way to conclude it and introduce it.
Yeah, I totally agree. It says so much for sure in two little words. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Bree Ingram is our guest for this segment. We're talking to Bree not only about the journey to completing the EP I Am, but also what it was like for her to share pieces of her life with us through the project. I want to go back to what you just said about affirmations, because I also am a firm believer in affirmations and the importance of speaking life, you know, to yourself and into what you do. What about the confidence? How did you not only, you know, affirm the confidence, Bree, that you could do this, that you could be this person, that you were this person, but also walk in that confidence? Because for a lot of people, they, you know, they don't have that belief in themselves that they can do what others have done or what, you know, maybe even others see in them. So how did you get to that place where you could walk in that confidence?
You know, it was a slow process, and it definitely didn't happen overnight. I think I had to lose every ounce of confidence that I had ever had in myself or what I thought I was. And I stripped it all away to a very, very vulnerable and empty place. And every day I just took a lot of small steps and a lot of faith, a lot of prayer and a lot of affirmations and a lot of spiritual teachings. And a little by little, life sort of presented me with new opportunities. But I was in such a clear space that I could see them like signs or messages or guidance or intuition, whatever anyone believes they can call it. So I kind of used that as my guide. And because I was so clear and had so much time to just sort of think about it and not think about what I thought my life was, I was able to see what it could become. And I think as I started that journey and people started coming my way, like my producers, and how I found them and how we started sharing together, it was like little by little I became this new person, and that was the journey. And the songs are a lot of that journey. And then in the end, here I am done, and I'm a completely different, more authentic, I think, and true person. And I've never been happier. So I'm really fortunate for I Am bringing me to this place and also allowing me to let other people know they should, whatever their journey is, they should be true to that inner voice and have
right.
faith in life supporting it.
What a great thing. And I want to talk about what it's like for you to hear from people that is doing just that, Bree, because, you know, as you said, you know, you're telling your story, a part of your own truth, and I Am. But what is it like for you when you hear from a young woman about how something that you said in a song spoke to her in such a powerful way?
It's every reason why I wanted to do it. You know, I feel so lucky to share and to feel that somebody was affected by something I said, or even the act of what I'd done. When I hear people say, you know, my life is not going well, or I'm in a bad relationship, or I have no idea, I've got debt and I've got all these problems, and I've, you know, for me, it's to say, like, that's okay. I feel lucky to just pep talk somebody in a way and say, that's all right. Like, this project did not come out of, you know, just everything going well. Sometimes the things that don't go well are the best gifts of anything. So I think it's just so awesome. And I hope that people take away that you can do whatever you want to do if you believe in yourself and you're not afraid. And I think that if it's what you really want to do and you really believe in it, that life will support it, and so will your friends and family, and that's the journey. You know, that's the moments that make everything worth it.
Yeah, I think that is the great thing. So let's go ahead and jump into the music, Bree. For those who have not had a chance to listen to I Am, we can whet their appetite by letting them listen to two singles. The first one we're going to be hearing is the single Save Me. What can you tell us about this single?
So I think Save Me is a perfect example of what I was talking about here. This is a ballad, and it's a very raw and powerful ballad. It talks a lot about the journey with one's self and a little bit of the darker side of things in your head and the things that you are afraid of. But it also talks about when you're ready to make a change. I really believe that the only person that can save themselves from themselves is themselves. So Save Me is that story, and it's just sort of everybody's way of saying, you know, when you're ready to make a change, you'll make a change, and sort of that frustration of why is everything going wrong and how can I turn this around and am I going to mess it up again? Am I going to self-sabotage it? And it's sort of that inner voice and that theme.
Yeah. Yeah, what a powerful song. And for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is your opportunity. Here is Save Me by Bree from her album, I Am. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Bree right after this. Stay with us.
Let down all my life, and I've had enough.
That was recording artist Bree with her single Save Me from the EP I Am. I'm actually speaking with Bree today. We're talking to her not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. One of the memorable lines from that is, you know, won't you save me from myself? You know, I think all of us go through a period, Bree, where we feel as though, you know, we are the hardest on ourselves. Do you find that musically, that when it comes to your music, that you are your own worst critic?
I am very difficult about my music. I am a perfectionist, for sure. Yeah, I'd probably say that I'm my own worst critic just about everything. I always say the only one standing in my way is usually me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you think about that song, when you hear it for yourself, I mean, what do you think about the woman who is speaking in that song? What do you think about what she is going through and what she is sharing?
You know, it makes me always very emotional to hear that song. It was very emotional to sing that song, but listening to it now, I'm super proud of that woman and how far she's come. And I remember that place that I was in when that song came about and how much I felt for that song. And so it holds a very special place in my heart because, one, it's the only ballad on the EP, but also it's the most personal emotionally to me.
Right.
But I'd say high five to that woman because she's really conquered so much and even though there's still fear today and I don't know what's next, being an independent artist is very difficult and there isn't a ton of support and it's a challenge, but I listen to that and I remember where I was a year or two ago and where I am now, and I just have to be grateful for that because I know I'm going the right way.
Yeah. Does knowing you're going the right way, Bree, does it also feed into what keeps you consistent, what keeps you moving forward?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And so just knowing I'm being so true to myself and following, you know, what I've always wanted to do on this earth. So I think that keeps me going. But every little success or every little, you know, promotional opportunity or every little thing is, you guys celebrate it. As little as it is, you know, it's something and it means it's moving. And when I think things flow, I think they're right. And when they're not flowing and it's really, really not working and nothing's supporting it, I think it's time to kind of reevaluate with yourself and think, is this right for me? And also, you know, maybe let go a little bit.
Wow. What a great thing. Well, the next selection we're going to be hearing is actually the last one that's on the EP I Am. It's called Belly of the Beast. What can you tell us about this single?
Belly of the Beast is such a good anthem. I'd say that this is the anthem song on the EP. Belly of the Beast talks about not caring, letting go, being a super free spirit and just being true to who you are. And like, you know, it says, go all in, baby, and give the dice a roll. It's just kind of saying, and in this journey, you know, I didn't know how this was going to end up. And it's kind of just saying for everyone, sometimes you got to take a chance. And if you're the reward of it could be, you know, everything you wanted and more. So it's my anthem for sure.
Yeah. Well, again, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is your opportunity as we're introducing you to Bree Ingram's I Am. Here is Belly of the Beast. We'll be back with our final moments with Bree right after this. Stay tuned.
Gonna break the seal and dive inside the belly of the beast. Make a scene, don't bother me or what the people gonna think. The world gets so dark like a girl can't compete. But I've been biding time and saying prayers. I've got to be free. For a 9-to-5, but I'd rather have some fun. So I'll make the play, and though I may fall, if you say I saw the big mistake, I might surprise you all. Hey yo, it's time to let go. Go on and back.
Takeaway is, you know, that everybody's got a story, and you should share yours, whatever that means, and then whatever you're doing, if music isn't for you, whatever life you're living, I think that there's a story to be told, and there are people's lives that you can affect, and I think it just sort of speaks to that, and just reminds everybody to kind of have a good time and take some chances and keep it real.
Right. Yeah, what a great thing. What a great thing to be able to take away. Again, I Am is available wherever you buy your music online. Our friends, again, are Amazon.com and CDBaby.com. But if you like some of the other online retailers, you're more than welcome to head over there as well. Bree, for you, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Please check out my website. It's BreeIngram.com. And I'm at Twitter at BreeIngramIAm, as well as Facebook and all that other good stuff, but my website will keep everybody up to date, and so will my Twitter.
All right, so make sure you guys are definitely staying connected with Bree. Bree, thank you again for the time, and honor to have you on the program with us, and looking forward to staying connected with you.
Cyrus, it was such a pleasure. I thank you so much, and it was great to be here.
Hey, same here. Again, we want to thank our good friend Herschel Dixon for introducing me to Bree's album. Again, I Am is the title of it. Make sure you guys get it for yourself. The two singles you guys heard there, as well as four others are there, so you can be able to capture the whole project or to be able to buy those individual singles that you guys heard here. That's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side of our show, stay where you are. There's more coming up at the bottom of the hour. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites, and we've tagged Bree already on Facebook and Twitter. So you can head over to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.